Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mindful Moments Zen Practices for a Calmer, More Present Life by Kai T. Murano is a practical guide for readers who want Zen-inspired mindfulness to feel less scattered and more grounded in everyday life. Framed as part of the Zen Path Mindful Living series, the book centers on small, repeatable practices that fit modern schedules rather than demanding long retreats or complicated rituals. Its emphasis is on presence, simplicity, and skillful attention, showing how ordinary activities like breathing, walking, eating, and working can become opportunities to steady the mind. The approach is approachable and non-sectarian, focusing on lived experience over theory. Readers can expect clear encouragement to notice patterns of stress, reactiveness, and autopilot behavior, then replace them with calmer responses. The underlying promise is that consistent micro-practices, done with sincerity, can reshape how you relate to thoughts and emotions, making daily life feel more spacious and intentional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, presence as a daily skill, not a special mood. A central idea in Zen-oriented mindfulness is that presence is trainable. Rather than waiting to feel calm before practicing, the practice itself becomes the way calm develops. The book highlights this shift by emphasizing attention to what is happening now, including sensations, emotions, and thoughts, without immediately trying to fix or judge them. This matters because many people approach mindfulness as an escape from stress, but Zen practice often starts by meeting stress directly and learning to relate to it differently. By treating everyday moments as training grounds, you build the ability to return to the present during ordinary challenges such as traffic, difficult conversations, deadlines, or fatigue. The value is practical when attention is steadier. You catch impulsive reactions earlier, choose more skillful responses, and reduce rumination. This topic also reinforces simplicity, the idea that you do not need elaborate techniques to begin. You start with noticing, returning, and repeating over time. The repeated return becomes a dependable habit, giving you a calm baseline that is less dependent on circumstances and more connected to your capacity to pay attention with kindness and clarity. Secondly, breath and body grounding to interrupt stress loops. Zen-style mindfulness often begins with the body because the body is always in the present moment. Breath awareness, posture, and simple sensing practices create a quick pathway out of mental spirals. This topic focuses on how brief grounding techniques can interrupt common stress loops, such as catastrophizing, overplanning, or replaying past events. By returning attention to breathing sensations, physical contact points, or a relaxed but alert posture, you give the nervous system a signal of safety and stability. The book presents these practices as small and repeatable, making them easier to integrate than long sessions that many readers struggle to maintain. Grounding is not portrayed as suppression of emotion. Instead, it is a way to create enough internal space to experience emotion without being swept away by it. This can change how you handle anxiety, irritability, and overwhelm in the moment, especially when you do not have time for extended meditation. The larger benefit is self-regulation over repeated use. The body becomes a reliable anchor, and you develop confidence that you can return to steadiness even when life is noisy or unpredictable. Thirdly, mindful routine design through micro-practices. Consistency is often the biggest barrier to mindfulness, so the book emphasizes micro-practices that attach to routines you already have. This topic explores how to weave Zen-inspired awareness into transitions and habits, such as waking up, preparing drinks, starting work, commuting, or ending the day. By linking practice to a cue that already happens, the practice becomes automatic, reducing reliance on willpower. The key idea is frequency over intensity. A few minutes repeated many times can be more transformative than occasional long sessions. Micro-practices can include a single conscious breath before opening a laptop, a brief pause to feel the feet before entering a meeting, or a short scan of tension while waiting in line. These tiny pauses gradually change your relationship with time, making life feel less rushed and more deliberate. The approach also supports sustainability. Readers who have tried meditation and quit may find this method more realistic, because it fits imperfect schedules and fluctuating motivation. Over time, mindful routine design can build a stable foundation that naturally expands into longer sessions if desired, without pressure or guilt. Fourthly, working with thoughts and emotions without fighting them, another major Zen-aligned theme is learning to observe the mind rather than obey it. This topic addresses how to relate to thoughts and emotions with less entanglement. Instead of labeling certain experiences as bad and trying to push them away, the practice encourages noticing them as events that arise, change, and pass. This stance can reduce the secondary suffering created by resistance, such as getting angry about being anxious or ashamed about being sad. The book frames mindful observation as a compassionate skill that makes space for clearer choices. When you can see thoughts as thoughts, you are less likely to treat every worry as a fact or every negative story as a fixed identity. Likewise, When emotions are allowed to be felt in the body, they often move through more quickly and with less drama. The practical outcome is emotional resilience. You become better at pausing before reacting, listening more fully, and responding with greater alignment to your values. This topic also supports interpersonal benefits, because when you understand your internal experience more clearly, you bring less reactivity into conversations and can handle conflict with steadier attention. Lastly, mindful living as ethical simplicity and clarity. Zen practice is often described as simple, but not simplistic. This topic focuses on how mindfulness can guide choices toward less clutter, less friction, and more clarity in daily life. The book positions mindful living as an ongoing process of noticing what adds unnecessary strain and gently letting it go. That can include mental habits like multitasking, compulsive checking, and harsh self-talk, as well as practical habits like overcommitting or filling every pause with stimulation. By practicing presence, you become more aware of what you actually need, what you are avoiding, and what matters most. This can lead to cleaner boundaries, more intentional use of time, and a calmer home and work environment. The ethical dimension is subtle, but important. Mindful attention tends to make you more considerate, because you see the impact of your words, pace, and choices on others. The result is a life that feels more coherent. Rather than chasing constant optimization, you cultivate steady awareness and choose simplicity that supports well-being. Over time, this approach can make your days feel less reactive and more aligned with patience, kindness, and grounded purpose. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a calmer mind without turning mindfulness into another demanding project. It will especially help busy professionals, caregivers, students, and anyone who feels pulled into constant distraction, stress scrolling, or reactive decision-making. Because the practices emphasize small moments, it can also be a good fit for beginners who find traditional meditation intimidating, as well as experienced practitioners who want to refresh their approach with more daily integration. The benefits are practical and cumulative. By learning to return to breath, body, and present awareness throughout the day, you develop emotional steadiness, clearer thinking, and a more compassionate relationship with yourself. These skills can improve sleep routines, reduce anxious rumination, and make conversations more grounded. Over time, mindful pauses can reshape how you handle pressure, giving you more choice and less automatic stress. Compared with similar mindfulness books that lean heavily on theory, this one is worth buying for its focus on actionable Zen-inspired micro-practices that fit real life. The emphasis on simplicity, repeatability, and everyday application makes it easier to maintain, which is the factor that most determines results. If you would like to support Kaiti Murano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.